NSYNC.
Hey, Vanya.
Hi, Mike.
NSYNC, we are. You're at a little bit of an angle. We're doing some angle. You're on there now. How's it going?
It's good. I'm like, where do I look? Am I looking at you right now?
Yeah, you're looking at me. Yes. It's funny because we record using, we just call each other and do FaceTime or whatever. But yeah. It does remind me of one of the, I think it might have been the very last time on my other podcast where I record with Elise, my friend Elise. And I used to have it set up, and it's not easy, but I had it set up so that both of our microphones would plug into my laptop. And it's way more complicated than it should be. You have to like go in and change your configuration. Yeah,
it's bizarre.
It does not need to be that complicated. I'm not sure why they make it so hard.
Yeah.
But I this last time could not get it to work. And I was like losing my mind. So what I did is I had Elise, no one else can see what I'm saying, behind me.
Oh my God.
Recording on my laptop, and then I was like here with my back to her recording. It was just funny. That's like it looked hilarious. Like a weird album cover where we're like looking away from each other but having a conversation. Anyway, that's what that reminded me of. How's your recording can be very strange and very odd configurations. How's your week been? What's going on in your life?
I've had a great week. It's been wild. We just flew back last night from Seattle. So we went to a wedding in beautiful Camino Island, Washington, which I don't know if you've been there. It's north of the city. It's north of Seattle. And you drive onto the island.
You do, okay.
Yeah, there's like a bridge. I don't know how, you know, it's technically an island, but it's like a smallish bridge to get to. My really good friend Betsy got married and it was magical. She lives on a flower farm. In fact, it wasn't when she moved. They moved there about maybe 2 years ago, I think, or a year and a half. But she started taking horticulture classes. I don't want to give her story away, but basically when the pandemic hit, she was like an event person. She planned events and did all that, for certain venues, but it wasn't happening. So they bought this beautiful 10-acre piece of property. It's like a wonderland. I swear to God, I told Amelia, my daughter, that I was like, I swear, Amelia, I saw fairies. She's like, you did. I was like, I swear I thought I did. But yeah, she loves fairies. It was just so pretty. The wedding was so fun. The night before, we did this thing at a campsite where, you know, you just met people. I love my sweet friend Betsy, but she, like the day before, she's like, so you're going to stand up at the wedding and have a little blurb. And I'm like, oh, okay. But you know what? In the end, it was like me, my friend Daniel, and Jess, who did like a little thing. And she gave us like some of it. She's like, just be funny. And I was like, we were like, oh God, okay. But it was either like, I want it to be day before or give me 3 weeks, you know? So
right, sure.
Fine. It ended up being super fun. And I think we did a really good job because we were snarky. I also made a comment and it was surprisingly pissed everyone off, but I loved it. Was my friend Daniel was like, you know, we've known Betsy a really, really long time. And I piped in on the microphone. I go, probably longer than you. And people were like coming up to me after the wedding. They're like, you know, I've known Betsy, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, you know, I figured that would be the case, but I knew it was a trigger for people. Uh-huh. But it ended up being super fun. And I guess somebody was sitting next to Amelia while I was up on stage because it was like truly like a performance-y thing. And I guess Mimi was just like in awe of me, which I love that so much because she's my daughter and usually she thinks I'm a piece of shit. So this is great. No, I'm kidding. I don't think she thinks that. But you know what I mean? It's like you can never impress your kids. And then, I mean, it was just such a fun wedding. Her dress was beautiful. The flowers, of course, were gorgeous. She does dahlias and a couple other different flowers. They're so pretty. I'm going to post it because I can't. And some of the flowers were as big as my goddamn head. But the whole thing was so fun. And they had like a band, like a big, like a marching band play. And they played an Immigrant Song right as soon as they were done, you know, walking down the aisle, like da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And it was all the brass instruments. I won't do it because it obviously won't be that good. But it was just so fabulous and fun. The music was great later. The food was great. We partied. We danced. There was like places for kids to climb in trees. I'm like, please no one die. There was like hammocks in the, oh, my dog found me. Hi. Okay, lay down. I thought I locked the door. Yeah, and so it was just magical. It was absolutely fun, adorable. And then getting to see like old college friends is just, you know how it is. Like when we get together, it's like I never laugh more than I laugh when I'm with you. It was the same in this case. I was just like, oh, that's really fun to be happy a lot.
Yeah. Did they get married on their property?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they had created like a walkway with flowers, the backdrop. They called it the croissant. It was a croissant of flowers behind them. It was beautiful. And chairs set up. And they definitely spent some money because they had, you know, they had a lot of rentals of like chairs and tables. And
sure. Yeah.
But that's, you kind of have about. To. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, should we get married again? It was such a great venue, and it was such a wonderful, beautiful day. A beautiful summer day in the Pacific Northwest. Amelia, my daughter's so funny. She's like, Mom, Seattle is amazing. Why don't we live here? I'm like, honey, this is false. It's only sunny once in a while. It
tricks you. Yeah, you were there on the one sunny day. You know? Yeah.
But it was really fun. It was great.
You know, I used to love going to Seattle. I haven't been, I mean, I was in Seattle for like 12 hours. I mean, other than my 3-night stay in Kent, which does not count at all.
Like, oh, right. Yeah.
I several holidays ago had a flight mix up and I had to reschedule a flight. And because of that, I had a layover in Seattle for like 12 hours. And I sort of jokingly put out like, hey, I'm going to be in Seattle for 12. Who wants to pick me up? And like, my aunt came and picked me up and took me to lunch. And then my good friend Alyssa and her husband came and picked me up and took me to dinner.
Fun.
So like, I had this like really lovely like day in Seattle, but I haven't gone to like stay and like walk around the city since I was 20, probably. Like 19 or 20 was the last time that I would have been there.
Oh, you should do it.
I know. I really want to. I mean, it's just because there's always so much to do and it's so hard.
Yeah.
But we've talked about this. I really want to schedule a time for us to fly to Seattle, mm-hmm. spend a day or two there, and then drive up to Bellingham and spend a day or two there. And
yes.
I don't know how, like, well, I don't know. We're going to put our heads together and figure it out.
We just have to do it. You're right. It wasn't that hard. We got up there very easily. Everything was good. I have a story for later.
Okay.
But, you know, Seattle is a really cool city that the traffic really sucks. I think worse than New York, worse than LA.
Wow.
Because it just isn't made for that kind of amount of people. It's just,
and they don't have anything resembling a subway, do they?
They're building it. They do. They have like the monorail or whatever. They
right.
do have. They do have the. I think it's called the. I forget what it's called, but like it is being built right now, like up north. So hopefully, in the next few years, it will alleviate some of the massive commuting. But that was not fun. But once you get, I mean, I do feel like I breathed easy up there, even though there were, I guess, fires blowing their way, you know, last week. But when we were up there, everything was just so beautiful and light. And there's like orcas in the gosh darn waters surrounding the islands, and there's seals. And that's how you know there's orcas, because the orcas love to eat
right.
those seals.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That was the same thing in Cape Cod. They were like, if you see seals, don't go in the water, because it means there are sharks
Get
nearby.
Out, yeah. Oh, my God, right? But yeah, it was fun.
I only saw one seal when I was there, and I wish I'd had my camera ready, because it was funny. I was walking along where the ferry was going to take me, and I just sort of like peeked over, and this little seal head popped out, and he kind of like looked
at
me.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah.
He was like, really, hi, Mike. Really, my name's a seal.
And then a shark comes up, and is like, rah, rah, rah,
rah, rah. And it was a sad ending. I'm just kidding. That last part didn't happen. Yeah, it's been quite a week. I mean, little thing that I just have to say that it was one of my favorite movies is Jaws, which is a movie that I'm speaking of sharks, which is a movie that I saw far too young, but like I've loved it. I've probably seen it like 50 times.
Yeah.
I just went and saw it in the movie theater in
3D.
Yeah. And
it's
available,
it was
for so
us too.
It was really, really fun. If you get a chance to go,
okay.
I mean, it's just an outstanding film. Like, as someone who's once again probably seen it 50 times, watching it on the big screen, I was like, this is such a masterpiece. Like, it's incredible. And then, of course, I had to do like the deep dive and like watch all the documentaries and look at all the behind the scenes stuff.
So fun.
And so much fun. I had a blast. I guess like I have a few little stories to share as well, but I guess my main thing this week has been the saga of the Apple Watch.
Oh yeah, you lost your Apple Watch.
Yeah, it's been a whole journey.
Or you didn't lose it, you ruined it.
Yeah, it was ruined. It was ruined.
You didn't ruin it. It was ruined. Sorry.
It was ruined, but it was ruined even more. So here's what happened. So Wednesday night, just to sort of like lay some groundwork, the new watches are coming out.
Oh, right.
They were coming out Friday. And once again, I will try not to say this too many times as I tell this story. I'm not that person who needs the new stuff.
Right.
I'm not that person who like goes to the Apple store the day the thing comes out because I need the newest thing. That's not me. Like, I like having the new stuff,
sure.
But I'm never going to be the person standing in line for hours trying to get it. That's just, once again, not my personality. But because it was coming out Friday and I hadn't had a watch in a while, and I just mean like a watch, like I didn't even have a watch, you know, you get used to having a watch where you can like look and see what time it is.
That's what drives me the most crazy when I don't have my watch is I need to know the time. Gosh darn it.
And the honest truth is I end up looking at my phone quite a bit more than when I just have my watch, you know?
Yeah.
So whatever. So Wednesday night, I went to the Upper West Side location. And basically was like, hey, like, I want to get, I know what I want. I want to get it as soon as I can. And I don't know. I'm not going to blame anybody. I feel like I wasn't given wonderful advice by every staff member I talked to, but it's fine. It's totally fine. I will say this person I talked to on Wednesday was like, well, you can't pre-order. Like, you can't do anything about it ahead of time. Oh, and also I showed them my watch and this person was like, well, you're not going to get any money for this. Like, well, you're not going to be able
like,
to.
You're like, screw you. I'm not asking to. Or maybe.
Right. But I was also like, really, am I not? Like, and she was like, yeah, because the face is coming off. And like, showed me like the face of my watch was like coming off of the watch. And I don't understand how. Oh. She was like, maybe you dropped it. I'm like, you don't, how do you drop a watch? Like, first of all, it weighs an ounce. Like, I'd have to drop it from a very high place, I would think, to cause any damage. Second of all, yeah, it was like literally, and she
I'm
showed me, and
I'm
like, well,
I
think
like,
that you just did.
Is my face coming off?
Yeah, and it kind of was what it was, where I'm like, okay, fine, I'm not going to get any money for it, but that's whatever, it's fine. So, also, I just also have to say this. No one is more respectful to the Apple Watch and more dutiful
it's
than
true.
I. Like, I
that's
do everything it tells me to. Yep. I'm very careful with it. I feel like I have spent a lot of time loving this thing that ended up not loving me back. And that's, you know what, that's the story of my life. It's okay.
Oh.
So the next day, I work kind of near a different Apple store. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to go into this other location and kind of like ask some questions. And so here, this person is like, hey, you actually can order it ahead of time and pick it up in the store. Like, if you know what you want,
great.
Just arrange to pick it up. And if it's available, you'll know because it will tell you that it's available to, you know, whatever. So I'm like, all right, cool. That's great. This is what I want. She's like walking me through the steps. And it's like, oh, so I'm doing this right? Yeah, everything's great. Da, da, da. I go all the way through. I Apple Pay, order it. And immediately, it's like, great. That will be delivered to you sometime between the 22nd and the 27th.
What?
I'm like, I don't want it delivered. I'm trying to pick it up in the store. Yeah. So she was like, oh, maybe that means we don't have it. I'm like, well, thanks. That's helpful now that you're telling me that. Once again, I understand not everyone has every bit of information. And this person was like, you can just cancel it. Like, here's the link. Like, it sends you to a text and you can just cancel it through this text. And I did all the steps. I'm like, fine. I'll cancel it. And it's fine. Okay. So now we're on Friday. Now it's the day it's coming out. Once again, I'm not going to get to the Apple store at 8 in the morning and wait in a line. Like, I don't care that much. I just want to get it as soon as I can. So I kind of stroll in at like 1 or 2. And by in, I mean outside. Because you literally can't get into the Apple store. It's like a 2-hour wait to even get in a line to then eventually talk to someone about it. And I'm saying to the person outside, I'm like, this is what I want. Like, I have it. It's right here. Like, is there... I don't need to talk to anybody. I don't need to... Like, I just want to have the... And he's like, well, you know what? You can. You can order it now and then schedule a time to pick it up tomorrow, probably. And I'm like, all right. So I kind of walk through it and I get all the way to the end and it's like, yes, pick up. And it's kind of annoying because it's the next day at like 4:30 and I have plans at like 5. But it's fine. As long as it goes quickly, it'll all be good. And in fact, like the next day I went in, there wasn't even a wait. Like they literally were like, go in, here it is, go, you're done. Like it was like a 2-minute process of picking up this thing that I'd ordered the day before. So honestly, now I have a little time to kill before my plans that night. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll just set it up real fast. That'll be nice to like have my watch back. I couldn't set it up because now my phone was out of date, which doesn't make any sense because my phone updates all the time.
What the hell?
Just needlessly complicated. I get home that night. It's like an hour for this update that I have to do on my phone. It all syncs. It's all fine. I have a watch again. Vanya, the next day I wake up to notification that the Apple Watch that I ordered 3 days prior is being shipped and will arrive sometime this week. So they hadn't canceled my order.
What?
I now, in fact, am being charged for a second Apple Watch that is being delivered. It mostly arrived today. I'm assuming I can just take it to the Apple store and return it.
You can.
Yeah, so it'll be fine. But I'm just like, this didn't need to be this complicated.
No.
This just feels like it's way more complicated than it needed to be. And in the end, I have a watch and it works great and Yay! It's all fine. But there you go. There's my the saga of my Apple Watch. Yeah, a couple other things, though, because the plan that I had on that Saturday when I was picking up my watch is that my friend Dana and I went and saw Amy Schumer at the theater. Yeah, we went and saw her show at the theater at Madison Square Garden. Did we see Kathy Griffin there, I think, yes. many, many years ago?
We did.
Yes, I
yes,
was
we did.
Fairly certain that was with you and that, yeah. It's a really cool venue. It's not the big upstairs thing, but it's like a several thousand seat theater that's kind of like, yeah, it was very fun. It was a great show. Okay, here's what happened. Anyone that like has looked at social media might know the end of this story. So there were two stand-ups who did opening for her, and both so funny. I wish I had their names in front of me. They were both great. The second comedian is like, you can kind of wrapping up her set, but you can kind of see that she's sort of like looking off like to the wings of the stage. And she sort of makes a crack of like, I'll just do my 2 hour set, blah, blah, blah. And we're all kind of like, that's, I don't know what's going on right here, but it's, you know, she's funny. And yeah. Literally, I hope that I don't know if I'm telling the story 100% accurate, but basically is like, so we have a treat for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Madonna.
What?
And the and the audience, including me, kind of laughs. We're like, right. Ha ha ha, here comes Madonna. And I even like said, it's not Madonna. This little lady comes out from the wings and I'm watching this person walk to the microphone. And I literally like, I don't know if I can communicate it podcast form that will make sense, but it was literally like, ha ha, it's not Madonna. And then we're all as a collective audience watching this woman walk to the microphone. And they're like halfway there, and I'm like,
"That's fucking Madonna."
I think that's Madonna.
Oh my god,
it's
stop
Madonna.
It. She's tiny.
She's tiny.
She is tiny.
And like I've seen her live before, but like you just, I was like, "That's Madonna." Like Madonna
what
coming on this stage.
What? I need more. I obviously have not been on any social media this week because I've been busy.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was so bizarre as like slowly, because here's the thing, we barely gave her any applause. Like the audience was
well,
like,
people were in shock and didn't believe
her. No one thought it was real, and here's this woman who starts talking as you're like, this is Madonna. Like Madonna is
was
on
there,
stage.
Like waves of like, as she
yeah there
talking.
Sort of was like, there was kind of like, what
realization,
what, ah! And then like some people started clapping, but then she was talking, so then you were like, I want to hear what she has to say. And it was she gave a funny little introduction where she was like, Amy asked me to introduce her, which totally makes sense because this is called the whore tour, and like it would, and you know, talk about having her red pants on to go with the theme of the night, which was like Amy in this red dress or whatever. It was just, and then Amy Schumer comes out and is like, it's Madonna. And of course then like the audience raises to their feet and is like standing ovation.
No one
but
believed
like
it.
As Madonna, it was just crazy.
Mike,
it was
oh
the weirdest, the most, and like anyone that knows me knows that Madonna's maybe the most important person on the
yeah.
earth to me. Like, I love her more than I can, like, explain.
Yeah.
It was just the, where I'm like, I can't believe, because this was the second night, and she hadn't been there. Like, it was just this nuts thing where, like, I was just there on the night that Madonna was there to introduce Amy Schumer.
Well, happy birthday, Mike. Happy belated
happy
birthday.
Happy birthday to me. Thank you so much.
Wow.
For everyone that put that together for me.
Yeah.
I really, really
Sorry,
appreciate
it. Was me.
It.
I did it. It was all me.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And the show was great. I think that she's just, I feel like I talk about Amy Schumer every other episode. Like, I just think that she's so effortlessly funny.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Like, her stuff is just, like, she's just funny. I will say that I'm going back because I realized that I hadn't really watched the first two seasons of Inside Amy Schumer.
Oh, really? What?
And they're so funny. Yeah, I really, oh I kind God. Of hadn't, like, I sort of started watching around season three. And then, like, season four was kind of her masterpiece.
Yeah.
Like, I think that everyone, like, that last season was so, I mean, not last anymore because season five is coming out
oh,
at some
so
point.
I'm so excited.
But yeah, that's been really fun going back and watching that. So that's kind of like the craziest things. I will say the other thing that happened this week is that I did get my second COVID booster.
Oh, good. So you got
yeah.
The one that's Omicron variant
yeah,
type.
Yeah, yeah, whatever that is. It was pretty simple. It honestly was at a hospital not too, like I ended up walking, which I didn't want to. Like I thought I would catch a bus because the bus would have been like 5 minutes and instead it was like a 20 something minute walk, which once again is fine. It was very warm. and then yeah, I got it and I feel fine. My arm's a little sore, but I don't feel at all sick. So seems like it's okay. I don't know. Do we get boosters forever? Or
I think we might be. I'm not sure, yeah. but I'm happy to do it. Give it to me. Yeah, I want it.
It's fine.
Are they offering it to everybody or is it just New York?
I think it's to everybody. I mean, I literally just, it's the same. It's funny because they were like, do you have your card? And I'm like, oh, I do. I have my random little paper card that they filled out the fourth thing. And yeah, it was pretty simple. I think that anyone can get it. So I guess check it out.
I'm gonna work on that because my son is due for his second shot of the first dose or whatever. And so I thought maybe all of us will get our little Omicron booster.
Yeah, check it out. I feel like it shouldn't be that difficult. I think that people aren't like rushing to get it like they have in the past. So it was kind of, there were two other people in the room when I had mine done. So it's funny how you think about those first ones and the production that went into it and like the lines and the crowds. Yeah. And now it's like, stab me in the arm and I'll sit here for 15 minutes and then I'm going to walk home. And so there you go. That's been my kind of crazy week. I don't know. What you digging this week? Anything you want to share?
I have nothing like creatively to dig or anything I've been watching, although I did just rewatch the pilot of The Bear again because I was on guest starring on another podcast to talk about it.
Gotcha.
It is so good.
Yeah, it is really well done.
I just want to watch the whole thing again. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with Richie, who if you guys have watched The Bear, the first episode, but after he saves Carmi from getting his ass beat by the nerds waiting outside, he yells at them and then he's like, and by the way, I hate litter. I mean, and he's like, so you fools better pick up after yourself and also recycle. So that's just a little revisit of what I love. But I'm going to talk about what I'm digging this week is feeling pretty good about traveling and going to a wedding. And yeah, the wedding was outside and all that stuff. But, you know, we drove to LAX when we flew. I made the kids wear masks and stuff because I was like, you know what? I just don't want the inconvenience of getting sick. Also, my very good friend Betsy's parents are older. And I just was like, let's not murder her parents at her wedding. And they are all boosted and all the things, but still, I just was like, let's just do it, you know, because it's more of an inconvenience at this point to get it. But honestly, no one was wearing, even in Seattle, nobody was wearing masks, I was like, okay, so this really is, we're in a new phase. And so, wow, does that feel pretty amazing? It's like, oh, I guess it can take away these weird things that I've been worrying about, you know, so much for the last couple of years. So that was wonderful. And then I'm going to dig singing. You know, weddings are fun because you get to see people and that you haven't seen. I haven't seen my friend Jess and her family for, oh my gosh, it's been so many years. But she has a little girl who is just a couple months younger than my daughter. And we have baby pictures of them playing together. And they played so well together, Mike. They were it really makes you think, oh, this is what it's like maintaining friendships even when you're not close all the time. And it's just you're back, like you never left. And the girls slept together and just they cried when they left each other. I mean, they had to be apart for an hour in the last 4 days that we've been together. It was very cool. And also just seeing those guys, you know, and seeing Daniel. And I love you guys if you're listening. I love you so much. And it was so good to see you. And obviously we just need to create, like you and I talk, we have to just now make a point because it's okay to see each other. Even if it's just once a year, maybe twice a year would be great. But if it's once a year, it's good because that just helps. I think it's so good for kids to see those kind of, it's like familial, you know, even though we're not blood related, it's like, it's super, super special. So I just dig the shit out of people and my friends and long-term relationships in that way.
Yeah, I think about being younger and my family that lived in Georgia or still lives in Georgia, the family that I'm going to see next week.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't see them for a year, sometimes more than that. But it was just that thing where as soon as we got together, that's exactly what it was like. That you'd be like, my friend, you know, it was my family, but they were my friends. And it was it was always so lovely. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for my trip next week. I almost can't. My heart feels like it could burst. Well, I do have two actual things. One of them, okay, I'm going to say the first one almost because the second one I feel like might be a bit of a sell. But you know that I'm still sort of that weirdo who wants to go to Tower and look through the CDs and find a bargain and buy this. That's still me
all
the way.
About you.
So I do that just on Apple Music now, that like there'll be sales. There'll be like $7.99 for hits of the 90s or whatever. And I'm like, I should look through that. So this one came up actually a few months ago. And I was like, oh, I don't own this album. I should buy it. But I had never listened to it until legitimately today. So so I was like, oh, I guess I'm going to have two things to talk about, because my other one came from yesterday. These very recent developments, both of my diggings this week. So it's sort of, I don't know if it's her newest, if it's considered her newest album, but I bought Sia's companion piece to the movie Music that she had made.
Oh.
And it's, I think that the album got a little bit lost in like the brouhaha of the film, because it was not very well received. And, you know, I get it. It's a really good album, though. And it sounds like Sia. You know, Sia like has her style, and it just has that like, yeah, but it has like that energy to it and that fun kind of like drive and like optimism and hope to it. So I really am enjoying. I would definitely suggest like putting it on as you're doing whatever. Like, it's just like a fun, yeah, Sia's Music. I think it's like subtitled like Music from and inspired by the film. But it's just fun. It's just like fun and upbeat and like very, very like makes you want to move and you know. Just enjoyable. Because the other thing that I'm going to bring up is Dark. And I recognize that it's going to be a bit of a hard sell. I watched the first part, and I guess it's going to be three parts. I was a little confused because the first part's like 2 hours long. And then I guess parts two and three are just an hour each. So it's still a little bit of a watch. But it's a pretty remarkable new documentary on PBS called The U.S. and the Holocaust.
Oh.
So yes, Dark Material, not the easiest thing to watch, but I have to tell you that it was fascinating. Like the first 2 hours were like just all the things that I didn't really know mixed with things that I did know, but sort of like covers Hitler's rise to power and kind of how he was able to do that, but also then of course tells it from the point of view of what was also happening in the US at the time and kind of how we allowed certain things to happen and in some ways inspired certain things that happened during the Holocaust. Yeah, it's tough. It's especially tough. I want to say watching it today because there is such a rise in white nationalism and this weird like support of Nazi Germany while also pretending like it never happened. It's bizarre. I can't even wrap my brain around it. But even as I say today, it's never not been there. And one of the things the documentary makes really clear is like, this has been an issue for like anti-Semitism and white nationalism and the othering has just been part of America from the very beginning. So, you know, once again, it's not the easiest watch, but I thought it was really, really fascinating. You can watch it on the PBS app, so you can actually like stream it. I'm sure that it's still playing on PBS. I'm like, I'm recording it on my DVR so I can watch it whenever. But yeah, it's a bit of a tough sell, but I highly recommend if you get a chance to check out. It's Ken Burns.
Oh,
and
great.
Not just him. Yeah, it's him and Lynn Novick and Sarah Botstein. I think that he gets the attention because everyone's heard his name before.
Right.
But it's fascinating. It's incredibly well put together. It could almost be a podcast. Like the visuals can be helpful, but even just like the information as they give it to you is really fascinating. So there you go. If you want like some light and some dark, we have Sia's Music and we have The U.S. and the Holocaust on PBS. And I recommend them both very, very, very much. My do without makes me, I kind of feel silly about it, but because I'm doing without something that I'm actually really grateful for, which is that I do have an appointment tomorrow to get my second monkeypox vaccine shot. It's just so far away.
Oh,
it's
really?
So far away. Like I'm going to like the end of the L line. Oh. Like it's going to be quite. Yeah, it's a long ways. I don't have anything else that I have to do tomorrow. So I'm kind of like, I guess my day is going to be like riding the L train to get this. But it's funny because when I was at the other clinic just the other day, they were like, have you gotten your monkeypox? Because we do that here. And I should have been like, can I just do it right now?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if they would have done it or not. But I'm like, anyway, that's all. I could do without having to travel so far. But I feel like kind of a complainy brat by saying that, but anyways.
Well, I think it's very fair, and you know, if you want to stop on the way back and get some good food off of you know, in Williamsburg there's tons of delicious restaurants over there.
I probably will take myself out somewhere. It'll be part of the journey of like, oh, I'll have a nice little dinner somewhere.
Yeah.
How about you? Anything you could do without this week?
Okay, so coming home yesterday was slightly harrowing. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't know how it's not making national news. And also, so SeaTac is, if you can hear something, it's my dog chewing on a toy, but at least it's not hit my shoes. Okay, just sorry. On Sunday, where many guests went back that day, they were texting my friend Betsy and saying, like, we've been waiting in line for 3 hours. I've missed my flight. There was lines for security all the way out into the parking lot at SeaTac. And this is not normal. I guess it was because of quite a few factors. I guess two huge cruise liners docked that day and their guests were trying to get home on the plane. And then I guess somebody some old person walked the wrong way through the security or something, breached security. So they shut everything down and did but it has caused days of, yesterday was the second day, but days of delays and security and people, when we did, there's a happy ending. We actually did get on our flight, but there were people, there was probably 12 people on standby, just looking at us with tears in their eyes, you know, because it sucks not being able to get home. Yeah. And I was just thinking, oh my God, as we're waiting in these lines, of course I have this little five-year-old who's newly five, who's I'm trying to carry him and he's trying to steal toys from the Hudson News. And I'm as we're walking by, and truthfully, it all went okay because my husband travels so much. So we were able to get, I was not pre-check. He and the kids are pre-check, so we couldn't do that. But we were able to do another thing to get through. Adam was like, I would have been sweating if we would have had to get in that normal line. And
I'm sure.
I mean, I used to live in New York. JFK can be a shit show. I live in LA, and LAX, if I can avoid LAX, I will. And go out of Burbank.
Right.
But this is the worst I've ever seen. And it just felt like such mismanagement on TSA. And
yeah,
I mean, and also as I'm looking up, they've got a Twitter, they're not updating their Twitter. There's nowhere you can find an actual wait time. But as soon as we walked in, it was it said on the board 75 minutes wait. But no, there's no way. People were waiting 2.5 at least hours. And
that's
everybody
crazy.
Was stressed. Can you imagine the energy of thousands of people being upset and stressed?
Yeah.
And no wonder it's so stressful at airports. But yeah, I could do without that. And I am so grateful I was with Adam and I guess my kids. No, I'm kidding. they definitely added to the stress because they're like, I have to pee, all these things. I'm like, you guys just shut up and we have to wait in this line. Oh my God. Just trying to make it work and get through. But
well,
we were delayed though, an hour and a half, and took us forever to get home. And of course, then we were in, you know, full LA traffic by the time.
Sure.
But guess what? I slept in my own bed.
Yeah.
I feel great. We finally made it. But wow, I could not believe how awful that was. So get it together. Hey, Pete Buttigieg, get it. Go yell at Seattle.
Fix the airports.
Yeah, fix
yeah,
the
that's
TSA. TSA is a separate entity. So it's or you know what I mean? They're like the government agency, right? So they were understaffed, I guess. Some people just didn't show up for work. I'm like, if a couple people not showing up for work can cause this, I know it was a couple things, but still.
Yeah.
That's absolutely stupid.
As though airports aren't stressful enough as it is.
I know.
This is such a dumb side note, but I'll say it quickly. I've been on a kick of fails, watching videos of people falling down. I don't know why. But I'm on a kick of that.
Yeah.
And then there was one that was hilarious airport fails. Less hilarious to
less
me.
Hilarious.
What, anything happening in an airport, I'm like, nope, that's stressful. That's not funny.
Seriously.
I feel bad. I'm throwing the topic at you, we'll kind of discuss it quickly.
Let's do
it. I usually tell you ahead of time. And this is a throwback because I had wanted this to be the topic last week, but because the Emmys happened, I was like, well, this, I guess that's not going to work out. But it's sort of I was thinking about my trip to Provincetown that I had, that I talked about last week, but you've been there and I've been there on other occasions. And I thought it might be fun to sort of share, the two times that I'd been to Provincetown before and been to Cape Cod before were both in the summer of 2008. And it was when Massachusetts legalized gay marriage.
Oh, cool.
And my friend Patrick, his mom and the mom's then girlfriend/partner were going to City Hall to get their license that night. So we were there the night that they all went to City Hall and started getting licenses. And I guess that I shouldn't say that they did it that night. We went to City Hall the night before where they were giving them, but then the next day went with his mom to get their license at the local City Hall, and then, you know, spend a night in Provincetown, and then kind of did the same thing later in the summer when they actually got married in their backyard, and then spent another night in Provincetown. And I will also say, I mean, it was so long ago, and we were only there in Provincetown for probably maybe 18 hours. So I didn't really get to know Provincetown. And in fact, this time when I was there, I really wanted to find where we stayed. And I do think on like my last day, I did find it, I think. I don't know. It was so long ago. And I reached out to Patrick and he couldn't find what it was. But he also, I will also say that I've never understood the layout. Like, I definitely thought east was west and west was east.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Every time that I've been there, did not realize that we were on like the bay side of things. Did not realize that, like, he at one point said, like, it's really far east. And I was like, well, I went all the way east. Like, I ran out of land. And then later was like, oh, that's west. Oh, I went all the way west. Okay. So little things like that where my direction was just thrown off. But yeah. So anyways, that's sort of like my experiences. But you went a couple of times too, right?
Yeah. You know, I love any kind of water. Get me to the water. I just want to be near. And yes, we always went with Daniel and Andy usually. And we stayed at that cute little hotel that, of course, I'm not going to remember the name of it now.
I think it's like Harbor View or something like that.
It's Harbor View. Yeah. And it's right before you get into... like Provincetown proper. So we had bikes and things like that, but like we took some cars. But once you get into the city area, you could just walk. But we walked too, because my daughter was a baby. She was, she turned two that, like, I think it was the second time we had gone. And it, you know, it's great. It's all kinds of people. So I feel like you can do the parties, you can do the teas. And then you can also just do, there's tons of family stuff. And like I said last time, I was like, Mike, you have to get a bike because you can rent these bikes and go all, you go through these like dunes. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I definitely had a moment of mini panic where I'm like, I've got my daughter in like the little carriage behind. She's probably cooking in that little thing. And I was like, am I going to pass out? One. And then also, where the hell are we? I feel like we've been going forever and I'd lost the guys in front of me. But eventually we got to the beach and it was so the actual ocean side and the waves were like bigger. I'm like, oh, don't go no, anyway. But it's just fun and magical. And it feels like such a holiday town.
Yeah.
Which is what it is. But we don't really have that kind of thing on the West Coast where you can go and it really is just this like how you were saying, how it just fully shuts down. I'm sure there are places like that, but not like that on the West Coast. And then the last time we went, we decided to get a house. We did an Airbnb. And thank God, because Andy's very responsible and he got it early, because those houses, like, you know, go really, really quick. And so the kids were able to have their own room. And I had Calvin at this point, and they had their first baby, Frankie, who was under a year. I think Calvin was under, was he walking yet? Anyways, they were little. And it was just so fun to go. We did the drag story time at the beautiful library they have there and tried to eat at different restaurants. By the way, there's some restaurants where they're real a-holes if you have kids. Like, there was one spot, and I'm so mad I don't remember, but I've never been so upset in my life. They were just so mean to us. It was crazy. They did not want us to have children in that place. It was like a bunch of old farty men just all having martinis looking us like, I'm like, don't you want my money? My money is good. Whatever. I was like, but we found a lot of good places to eat. And we just walked along the beach and took jogs. It was gorgeous, everyone. Visit Provincetown. Yeah. Oh, and then the other thing is that same trip, I have cousins who are like my dad's cousin, my second cousin, who are a little bit older, and they have a house there, excuse me. And we got to swim in the bay part, and they have this with the kids. It's just like the most light water. It feels weird. Like you were saying, it's almost stagnant. You're like, what is? It's so warm.
Uh-huh.
But it was a magical time. I love the ocean. I'd love to own a place in Provincetown. I mean, God, anywhere by the sea. But yeah.
Yeah, I do. I love the ocean. It is a magical place. Yeah, there you go. Do you have anything random? Anything random you want to lay on us this week?
Well, I'm going to lay on that, you know, my kids didn't miss any school because they have a new thing. If you miss three or more days, you can do the independent study contract. And I was so excited about it, but I had to sign a contract, and the kids had to sign knowing, like, what work they had to be given, you know, what work had to be done. It was, Mike, it was a lot of work.
I'm sure.
Even for a tea care. And I'm like, oh, the good thing about that is now you really realize how much work they miss. And my daughter, they were doing multiplication. And I was like, oh shit, I have to teach her. Like, I didn't even know she'd be missing multiplication, but it was cool. I mean, it was very stressful for me because I get a little stressed about school stuff sometimes. But anyways, it was a fun fact that now I think they're doing it across the Fed, you know, across the nation. So if you're missing more than 3 days, you need to tell the teacher at least 2 weeks in advance or something like that, and they they get you all the work.
So you kind of taught them is what?
Yeah, we walked through all the things between Adam and I. We tried to do it on the plane, and then we did it as much as we could. But, like, some of the journal entries, I'm like, sit down and write your journal, gosh darn it. But, you know, each day was 20 minutes of vigorous exercise, which wasn't hard because right. they were with kids and running around for probably, like, 5 hours a day. But, you know, yeah, it was wild. I was like, oh my gosh, it really makes you think twice about missing school. Seriously, you know, for how much they miss. But yeah, that's my random thing. How about you?
My random thing is that I was notified by like whatever, I don't know if it's my bank or whatever, where they kind of like let you know if anything's happening.
Oh God.
So my phone number appeared on the dark web. I don't even know what that means, but I feel like I just want to hide and I don't know what it means.
I don't know either.
I just got this notification and I was like, am I about to be kidnapped? Am I going to be sold into slavery?
Wait.
Anyway, that's my random thing.
What bank are you?
I think it might be through my Chase card.
Okay. Because
that's the credit card that I use. And they just, it's probably nothing, but like, I don't like hearing that.
That's scary.
It's very upsetting.
I've never been to the dark web. I'm sure it's terrifying.
I don't even know what that means. Like, I was just listening to this thing about this person using the dark web and I'm like, is that I know that I've heard of it. Like, I know that I've heard it mentioned before, but I don't even know how you I don't even know how
you
would get there if you wanted to.
It's like
no idea. And I don't
want to
know.
Alley,
don't tell me.
I
don't
want to.
Yeah. Anyway,
well,
that's
I'm
all. It's
so
all gonna be
sorry.
Fine. It's
going to
be okay.
I will track you with your watch now that you have
yes,
it.
Yes, you know that I'm alive. That has been nice. I have enjoyed having my I did a very fast 5 mile
good
not very
for
fast
you.
But one of my best times because I was like looking at my watch and I'm like go anyways that's all. Always lovely to speak to you.
You too,
I don't
Mike, I
I'm
love you.
Out of town next week but I think we're gonna figure something out.
Yep,
so
we're gonna
we'll conference on that when we're done recording for a minute.
Yeah.
But we'll have something for you next week even if it's maybe a little bit different.
I have an idea.
All right.
Mike, okay,
all right,
love you guys.
Awesome.
And Mike, I love you.
Thank
so much.
You all for listening. Love you so much and I'll talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex in the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores and email us at Mike and Vanya Can't Not at Gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows. But you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back next week.
Hold on. I have to get this dog. He's chewing on something in my room.
Okay.
Come here.
Pause for dog.
What are you doing? Oh, those are my socks. Yeah, you can have my socks. That's fine. Just don't touch. You can have my socks. Don't touch my shoes. Okay. Sorry.
That's all right. Because I didn't like how I was introducing that.
You're welcome.
It's all for the best.
Sorry. I'm sorry.